Welcome to Be Still and Know. I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is our opportunity to hear what God is saying to us today. Psalm 121, verses 1 and 2. I lift up my eyes to the mountains. Where does my help come from? My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. This is one of the best known and best loved of all the Psalms. The answer to the psalmist's question is a resounding no. The mountains might look strong and confident. However, our help certainly doesn't come from them, but from the Lord. It's impossible to know what exactly was in the mind of the psalmist when he referred to the mountains. He might simply have been reflecting on their impressive grandeur and strength. But it's quite likely that he was thinking of the fact that people often went to high places like mountains to worship false gods such as Baal. The psalmist wanted to make it absolutely clear that only God himself is able to meet our needs. Our God is always on the job. He never slumbers or sleeps. He is continually watching over us. Our family and friends may well be wonderfully supportive and caring. They would do anything for us. But sooner or later, they get tired and need to get some sleep. Their support is great, but it's well short of 100%. But God is different. He can be relied upon to be there to support us night and day. The psalm challenges us all to look hard at our lives and to ensure that we're looking in the right direction for the help that really matters. We need to look to the Lord himself, who made heaven and earth. So let me ask you the most important question of all. Where do you get your help from? Now let's pray together. Loving God, we thank you for being our constant help and strength. Help us to lean on you today. Amen. Well, I'm so glad you've joined me today. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. Or you might like to join the thousands of people who listen to this on podcast, which is, of course, available at any time. I do hope you have a great day today. God bless you.